Musa, the governor who conquered Carthage and overran North Africa, came to control a large Berber population. These are the natives of North Africa who predated the Arabs and found the Arabs as rivals. Musa's idea of putting down Berber resistance, the Berbers were probably far more effective in resisting the Arab armies than the Byzantine government in Carthage, decided to take these Berber warriors and turn them loose on other projects, and Spain was the most obvious one. Again, there was an invitation by perhaps a Byzantine commander and a remote Byzantine outpost, as in Sicily. And in 711, a force of Moors, by which Christian authors mean primarily Berbers from North Africa, but with probably an Arabic-speaking elite loyal to the Umayyad Caliph in Damascus, crossed into Spain. Probably it was an exploratory raid, just as you had in Sicily and other places. And the result of this raid was that they brought to battle the entire army of the Visigothic kingdom under King Roderick, and it went down in crushing, in catastrophic defeat. The Arabs won an enormous victory and overran the peninsula in the next several years, all except the extreme northwest. And by 713, Arab, or more accurately, Moorish forces were crossing the Pyrenees and attacking into the Mediterranean shores of France. And the farthest extent of this would be the penetration to Tours in 732, where a raid was beaten back by Charles Martel, the Carolingian majordomo. In Spain itself, very quickly the Muslims found parts of Spain extremely congenial. The central portions of Spain, the shoreline regions, these, in effect, think of the areas of the lower Ebro, the great rivers across the central portions of the peninsula, the Tagus, the Guadiana, and then finally in the far south, the old Roman province of Baetica, which the Muslims came to call Andalusia. In these regions, the Muslims inherited a very rich urban society going back to Roman and Carthaginian traditions. The population surrendered on terms. They're mixed populations. There were significant Jewish communities, probably still a number of pagans still resident among them. And here, the Arab conquerors, at least, not perhaps the Moors, but the Arab conquerors found an administration in place and settled in and built a Muslim administration. In 756, a Umayyad prince, one of the few who had escaped the massacre in the east by the name of Abd al-Rahman, arrived in Syria, in Spain, and there he found Arab tribes from, ultimately from Syria, loyal to the Umayyad family that welcomed him as their emir. And thereafter, the Spanish administration in Spain was an effectively independent outfit from the rest of the Islamic world. Abd al-Rahman would not dare take any title other than emir, and he was no real threat to the Abbasid Caliph, because Spain was about as far on the fringe of the Muslim world as you would want. But nonetheless, there was a very vibrant and successful Islamic civilization emerging on the soil of the Iberian Peninsula. It was only in 929 when the namesake, Abd al-Rahman III, actually took the title Caliph, and that may have been some type of political move because the Fatimids were doing it at the time. Spain, or Muslim Spain, is hailed as the epitome of Muslim toleration, and with some justification. It was one of the few points where Christians, Jews, and Muslims came into contact, and there was some cultural exchange, particularly on the commentaries of Aristotle. There were translations. There did emerge in Spain a rather large Christian population, the Mozarabs, who knew Arabic and could translate these texts. There were also Jewish scholars who were bi and trilingual, who contributed to the transmission of medicine, mathematics, and sciences. On the other hand, there was no doubt in the court of Cordova, which is the capital of Islamic Spain, that the ideal was that the entire peninsula should be brought within Dar al-Islam, that is, the House of Islam.